You're 10?
When I left.
At night?
At night.
God damn. Fuck, that's loud. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our show. This is Hard to Follow with your host, The Bert. Sitting here with me, we have Miriam, Fanny, and Robert is back. Everybody say hello.
Hi.
Night.
What's up?
Robert, say something cool, man. You haven't been on for some time, so people are
Let's hear that from our audience.
Well, once he starts talking, put the clap. Say something.
What? That's not true. I was here the last time I was here. Oh, God. What buttons did y'all make?
Nothing.
You know how to work it?
No, I want to know now.
All right. Well.
Just so you don't know how to work it.
So you don't know how to work it.
Yes. I've heard that one enough.
Oh, so you're just dumb. That's it. That's all we got.
That was it. It took us forever to make that one.
Did that one.
Yeah, it took us forever.
What happened?
It takes a long time, okay? Editors, you know.
You know,
we don't have time.
So basically, yeah. You fucked it up. You didn't know how to erase it, or kinda. You didn't know how to record it.
Perhaps.
Like, the way we got those two were on accident, okay?
Just appreciate them, okay?
Just appreciate the buttons.
And did you add more sounds or the same sounds?
No, I think they're all the same.
I think they're all the same. Well, we did the rock.
The guitar riff.
Not that one.
You'll
get
that one. That's
middle.
Okay. No, that's a good one.
Yeah. So we got that one. So it's pretty cool. We're moving up, bro.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
We'll get there eventually.
We'll get there when we get there.
Look, I'm going to make a request. The next time you introduce.
Yeah. You first?
I want you to, no, I can be last.
No. He wants to go first.
Right after you see my name, I want to hear that sound.
So this one?
And, yeah. Okay. No. And we'll practice it.
Oh, not that one, ass. What was that? Turn it up.
After you say your name, why are you so dumb?
Oh, so you're just dumb. You want that one?
No, but I hear that a lot. The guitar one.
The guitar. Was that
it's,
C?
It's, yeah.
That one. All right. Here, we'll practice.
If you hold it down, what happens?
Don't stop.
You want to loop it?
Yeah, it loops
just
it.
Just hold it. Oh, and then play a different one?
No.
Oh, the P4 played a different sound.
No, it didn't. You liar.
It did. Go get it.
All right.
It's right here.
So it's going to go Mary Fanny and Robert.
That's pretty loud. I got to turn
it. I told you it was loud.
No, but a jam like that needs to be loud. If it's too loud, you're too old.
Damn.
Man.
Ouch.
Fuck you.
Ouch. He comes back for one recording. He's hurting. That's not...
Que pedo?
I agree with the old guy.
Yeah. What's that damn meme? He's like, what the fuck? Something about the times are now, old man, or something like that. I can't remember it.
The times are now.
With Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. I just can't remember what the hell it is.
I saw a really dark one.
No shit. What is that?
It was like, when you rape your uncle before he rapes you.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Dude, I did see that one. That's funny. So from the last time that we were all together doing this podcast, all four of us at least, because it's been it's been me, Miriam, and Roberts, or we've been doing one with Andres, you know, that kind of thing. What the hell did we talk about last time? It was us four.
It's been a while.
I've been getting messages from my best friend like, oh, you got me yelling at the car and this and that, and I'm like, I don't remember what we talk about. Like, you have to be more specific with me because I do not recall.
Yeah, what we talked about. Right? Roberts, do you remember what, like, when it was just us four?
I'm the old one. You dumbasses are supposed to be able to remember that shit.
Yeah, Mario.
I don't remember.
What?
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
I think we did our You the Asshole or My An Asshole story.
We did a couple.
We did a couple of them.
that was the one where Bert was getting all mad and shit.
Oh, the volleyball.
Oh, yeah. Go listen
the
to
the volleyball
us.
Or the
Bert's Triggered is actually the name of that episode.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, he was the one that got super mad.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that dude.
Over a volleyball.
No, I'm gonna download it right now so I can listen on the way home.
Oh, so you don't listen?
I didn't bring headphones.
Take these.
They don't plug in a stupid phone anymore.
Mine do. Oh.
Oh.
So guys, so here recently the Barbie movie came out, Oppenheimer movie came out. There's some big hitters coming out in November too.
What?
I believe.
Which ones?
You were the one that was showing me this
I
shit.
I don't remember.
I was going to look
2 days ago and I fucking forgot.
I was actually going to look over at you for reference on that. There was actually
I saw Gargoyles was doing one. We talked about it in the last episode, but it was in Spanish.
Gargoyles is making one?
Gargoyles is coming out with the movie next year. Can't wait.
Oh, wow.
And they better make him look all badass.
Napoleon, the movie Napoleon is coming out.
Dynamite?
No.
The French guy.
That one dude that killed a bunch of people.
Hey, did you know he wasn't that short?
He wasn't that short. That's what I was telling Roberts when we were talking about it the other day.
He was a midget.
Mm-mm. He wasn't short.
That's the way he comes out on Bugs Bunny.
Yes. What the hell was coming out in November that I was like, man, that's going to be really good?
He's like, I'm going to go for my birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it? No. Who's got a thing? You got a thing that tells that.
You got a thing.
I do not got a thing.
You got a thing.
You're like, there's nothing there.
That's a big thing.
Let's see. Movie's coming out in November. Bonnie's stuck. Hold on.
You guys
need to scoot over.
Hold on. I'm like trying to get situated here.
You're
hear a loud bang.
Yeah.
You got Wish.
No.
What's that? Wishbone?
Dune, the second part?
Dune, that's the one.
Yeah, that's
Dune
one.
Dune 2
what is coming Dune about?
You know what? There was another one, too.
I don't know.
Okay,
what is Dune about?
Sand.
Spice. Stupid.
Sand dunes?
Good Burger 2 is coming out.
That's not one.
Yeah. Good Burger home of the Good Burger.
You need
man.
To watch
take
the
your
first
order.
One.
Yeah.
But she has.
I know one of the guys from the...
Did she?
That one podcast we listened to, they were reading the books.
Motorcycle.
Oh. Yes. Y'all, I saw a dog on a motorcycle like 2 days ago. He was riding with his owner. He was
big
like,
dog
was he
or little dog?
He was big.
What?
This is like a big white
dog. I was
dog.
Like, was he driving it?
Yeah. He was like in the front and then his owner, the guy was like holding onto the handles and then the wife was in the back.
Damn man.
And the dog was just like fucking riding too.
Bros.
Did he have goggles?
No.
They make them.
For dogs?
For dogs?
Doggles. They're called
oh my God.
I'm not lying. They're called doggles.
So cool have you bought some yet?
No.
Nah, he
all
looked
my
like
dogs
a G.
Are like, fuck you.
He looked like this wasn't his first ride. He was like, let's go.
Let's ride.
Yeah, it was so tight.
That can't be it. There was another one.
Oh, the other one?
Yeah, movies.
There was more than that. More than Dune. It was at least two, maybe three.
Yeah, there was a couple like, that we were like,
maybe,
wow,
and there was something
good.
Coming out
in
November,
back
too.
We went to the movies. We
that
were
was
like,
November.
We need to come back and watch these
there's
movies.
There's something else.
I don't remember.
The Hunger Games, something, something.
Whoa, there's another one coming out?
It's a prequel.
I bet it's going to suck.
Yeah.
The Marvels?
No.
Marvels?
Napoleon.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
I think that one was going
to Minus
be.
One?
Oh, what?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
Journey to
that's
Bethlehem.
That's your IQ. That's what it is. What?
Journey to Bethlehem. The Archies. Tiger 3.
What the fuck are
all I didn't know there was a 1 and 2, but okay.
Apparently.
Tiger
3.
I don't know. No sé.
Is it Tiger or Tigger?
Stupid.
Tiger.
Tigger's the bouncy things.
Yeah, what? It's only 1G. Tiger.
Okay.
Teresa's coming out.
Teresa, the novela?
I think it's just a movie called Teresa. But
Mother Teresa.
Oh, it might be about her. The Braid.
You know, I thought it was Mother Teresa.
It's a lot of history.
For a long time.
Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa. What?
Teresa.
Teresa, that's the way.
Chagoloso.
Socio. I don't know. What else do you want to see?
I was little. Fuck you.
Saltburn?
Little fuck you?
Little fuck you.
Quiz Lady?
Thanksgiving? Those all sound like
are you
they
sure
suck.
These are really movies?
Godzilla Minus One.
Now we're talking. Wait.
Nine Minus One? What finger?
Mean Minus
it
One?
It just says minus Godzilla,
Godzilla
Minus
Junior.
One. It's an upcoming Japanese film directed and written by Takashi Yamazaki.
Six, nine. No.
Produced by Toho Stupid. Studios and Robot and distributed by Toho Company.
Oh, wow.
It's the 37th film in the Godzilla franchise.
Holy
shit.
Damn.
Godzilla's the shit.
Jesus.
Let's see. Movies
Godzilla
out
better
soon.
Than Kong?
Hey, Kung Fu
absolutely.
Panda.
Absolutely.
Another one?
Who?
Yeah.
That's like the Kung Fu the Panda
March
5.
8th, 2024, yeah. Kung Fu Panda. Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Wait, that already came out.
Yeah, that already came out.
Did it?
Yeah, dude, we watched it.
You're
it
22.
Says 2024.
It's wrong.
No, we watched that one.
Untitled, Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Sequel is an upcoming American superhero film featuring the Marvel Comics character Venom, produced by Columbia Pictures in 2024. Oh, this rock dude from the Thor movie, ain't it?
Yeah.
Deadpool 3.
Yeah,
oh,
Deadpool 3's
coming out. Deadpool
3's
coming out. Wolverine, right?
Yep, Wolverine's back.
Captain America.
Wait, Wolverine's going to be in Deadpool 3?
Yeah, what? Dude, that's the big thing because he's
like the real
shit about him.
Bro, Despicable
I don't know.
Me 4.
Has to be.
Maybe.
I thought that was
Has
already
to
out.
Be. Has to be Hugh Jackman.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it is.
If it's not, then is it?
They're making another one of this one, Inside Out?
I mean, I'll go see it because it's Ryan Reynolds.
I didn't watch the first one.
Madame Web. What is a girl? Spider-Man?
Madame
yeah.
Web.
She's part of the Spider Universe thing.
Huh?
Avatar 3.
They already made one, ain't it?
Another one?
I don't know, man.
The
I don't think I can make a third
one.
Sucked. Yeah, it was alright.
The first one was garbage. The second one was okay. And then I can't see
whatever.
The third one being.
How did you go? The second one's better than the first one.
I just didn't like any of them. I mean, I'm just making shit up. I just didn't like.
He
any
doesn't
of them.
Like the color blue.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all it is.
Okay.
Don't Racist. Look at me.
His eyes.
Joker, another one.
Oh, how much further can they get with that?
Who's it going to be?
Let's see. The Batman.
Jason Statham is playing the Joker.
The no, Batman, too. If he was, I'd watch it. On mute.
And yeah. it's just him beating people.
Why? Why do y'all like him?
Because he's hot.
No, he's ugly fuck.
Don't be mad because you're ugly.
Yeah,
you kind of look like him a little bit.
No, he doesn't. Don't be hyping him
he's
up.
Ugly.
I know he's your boy,
he's
but don't be hyping him up
like
that.
You kind of look like Jason Statham.
He's going to start walking around here just like.
Why are you lying to that man? Not
Why
even
you got to lie
color.
To him like that? Damn.
Not even the same color.
What? Yeah. He's an olive color, kind of.
The only thing they got in common is they got no
Twisters.
Hair.
Twisters.
Bald.
No. Twisters is coming out in 2024.
Twisters?
Oh, no,
the movie
Twister
was before your time, Bert.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, so now they got Twisters. Plural.
What? They're ruining it, I'm sure.
Is it the same people?
I'm sure it's like a woke
Probably
version.
Probably not.
Hey, you know what I was watching
Five
yesterday?
Nights at Freddy's, Avengers, what? The Kang Dynasty?
But they can't what? Keep going with these when they end them.
What is
they
it?
Didn't end.
What yeah, is the Kang did. Dynasty?
It's the Kang is the bad guy now instead of Thanos.
Kang. Wait, was it one of the aliens from The Simpsons named Kang?
Making shit up.
No, I swear.
Kang was the alien from
The alien
Kang
from The Simpsons,
the
right?
Yeah.
I don't remember the
well,
other
he's
one.
An alien
What's the other
in,
one? There was
in
two.
In the
I don't remember.
God,
but
that other
one
gets
Kang.
No respect.
Who?
El Muerto.
Look it up.
The Adventures of Superhero El
what
Muerto.
Names oh. of the aliens on The Simpsons.
Okay. Beetlejuice. Hey, you have a phone too, stupid.
I know, but my battery's low.
Beetlejuice is coming out. I'm totally going to watch that.
Whoa, remake of Beetlejuice? I bet that's going to be crazy.
It's weird. Not a remake.
It's not a remake.
Beetlejuice 2.
Oh, crap.
Lord of the Rings for all
Lord of
nerds.
The Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Another one? I thought
Lord
that
of the Rings.
Wait, which one is that?
King and Kudos. Kudos.
Lord, the Lord of the Rings, the War Kudos. Of the...
Shit.
So you don't know that word?
It's nerd talk. So.
I don't know. Rohirrim? How do you pronounce that R word?
Remember that. Here, show the real nerd.
Know?
Show the real nerd.
the aliens are called King and Kodos.
Yeah, I think you got it right when you said Rohirrim.
Rohirrim.
Are they going to have another?
Rohirrim.
Is that the horse people?
What?
No, those are called, what are they called?
No, but
Centaurs?
There's a horse
Centaurs.
On Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Again?
Another
it's
monkey
like
movie.
They just don't have nothing to make anymore. Let the yeah. AIs make movies. They
well, that's what's happening.
Hey, you
with
think
the
it's
going to
be good or what?
With the strike of the...
Of the writers?
Of the writers. Did you hear what they did to them?
So are they still striking?
Yeah, so check it out. So there's trees right in front of the place.
What place?
Where they're striking.
Where they're striking.
Who
I don't
are
know.
They? Who's striking?
The writers.
The writers.
To
you
what?
Really don't know about
no,
them?
No, I don't.
And know. The actors.
Well, the actors because they're trying to be homies with the writers.
Yeah, so the writers are they're being taken over by AIs. AIs are going to start now making our movies. Oh. So anyway, they were protesting outside, and what do? In these hot days in California, they cut the fucking trees down so they don't have any shade.
I mean,
oh, there's a new Saw movie.
You mean, damn it.
Oh, poor trees.
No, it's poor writers. They're the ones that make our movies. Now AI is going to
start. I mean, they haven't been doing that great of a job, so.
Why are they on strike?
They're not getting paid enough.
They're not getting paid enough.
Really? Because they come out and say, well, this movie may cost $65
billion. That doesn't mean they got $65 billion.
No,
Megan,
but I mean,
too.
That's enough, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I still haven't watched the first one.
It's creepy. We watched it the other day. It's a creepy movie.
Is that about a dog?
From the Russian one.
Yeah, so it's a dog, and like, so
it's
it
a doll.
Plays
doll.
Basketball, and it plays stuff.
No.
What so the it's fuck
like,
are you talking
it's
about?
It's like Annabelle.
Chicken Run.
Hey, that's a good movie.
I'm
no,
to watch that.
The doll is animated. Like, it's supposed to be.
The doll is an AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like Annabelle.
No, Annabelle is not.
It's not a doll, too, isn't it?
It's a doll, but it's a doll.
Possessed. Annabelle has a demon inside of her.
So you have and this Chucky one's
a
and dog? Annabelle.
AI is a more acceptable demon.
It's an
right?
AI.
Because you have Annabelle and Chucky that are in the same category. They have demons or whatever.
Yeah.
This one's a robot.
Where can you buy an Annabelle doll?
Isn't Chucky a serial killer that was put his soul into the doll?
They don't sell him.
So it's not a demon. It's a serial killer.
Because it's about like this tall, right? I need one of those really bad.
There's this horror.
Annabelle?
No.
There's a horror outlet over there in that place where all them outlets are.
What, in San Marcos?
Yes, San Marcos.
Cool. I don't believe you. I'm going to look it up.
There is that horror outlet. Remember?
Yes, there is one.
There is one.
Spencer's.
I forgot what it's called. I forgot what it's called, but it's all.
Don't go to the back.
They even have like
dildos and shit.
They don't have
back there.
In Spencer's, they do.
Yeah, in Spencer's they do. But I'm talking about the horrors.
Where is in the?
Can you imagine a horror dildo?
That's where they had the Elvira things we were gonna get for Javi. Remember?
Oh,
the salt
shakers. Yeah.
Yeah, and
he likes Elvira.
He loves Elvira.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
Yes, I've seen her.
He's a boob guy,
he watched
obviously.
Her on.
I know. Have you met his wife?
He watched her on TV.
My wife.
He's married.
Oh.
I didn't realize he was married.
So you've been having an affair this whole time?
That's fucked up, bro. I thought you guys were closer than that.
Well, I gave her a hug this morning.
Who, Javier?
No, somebody. No. Whoever came in.
No.
Oh, whoever came in.
And gave him a taco or whatever.
Oh, shit.
Oh, she brought tacos, but she didn't bring me one? What
maybe,
a bitch.
Maybe it was tamales. You weren't here yet.
Tamales.
No, if like it was tamales, then I had some. If it was tacos, no.
So
well, I didn't get either.
So while he looks up his thing, Miriam, have you seen any movies?
Technically, I'm not looking up my thing, okay?
He's looking down at it.
No, have you seen anything? Any movie?
I knew I should have said something right away, you bitch.
Wait, I missed it. What'd you say?
She said squinting. I knew that somebody was going to say something. I was just about to raise my head back up to the mic and go, but I'm not having to look very far. And she goes squinting. I'm like, fuck, I missed
it. Damn, it's bright in this room now. So Miriam, have you seen any movies, any shows, videos, TikToks? I know you still venture into TikTok.
Yes, but I am currently hooked on a show called I Love a Mama's Boy.
Oh, what is that about?
Have you seen that?
Oh, never mind.
No.
I love a Mama's Boy too.
Hilarious. Oh. So it's about these women are in like a relationship with these dudes, right? And the dudes are like have this weird connection with their moms, like they're super close.
Mamitis?
Okay, I'm not
Mamitis,
like that.
But to like another level.
I'm not like that.
No, it's not like dirty or anything, socio.
No, I know, but it's one of those where
it's like I'm not on that level.
For anything, you have to ask your mom, or your mom has to be there, or whatever. Yeah, like,
yeah.
No,
so in like one of the like situations, the guy is getting ready to propose, but he goes to his mom And it's all like, I'm nervous. What should I do? And then the mom is like, well, here, pretend that I'm her. And she stands right there. And then he goes off in his speech. And he basically proposed to his mom. And I'm all like, ew, what the fuck is this shit? But you can't stop watching it. You know what I mean?
Sure. No, I've seen some weird ass shows, and it's like, this show's stupid. Yeah, and then you're like, and then you find yourself like two seasons in. Yeah, no, for sure, it happens.
Yeah, that was me watching like, that like young, what? Rich, and African. Oh, I could not stop watching it. Or damn. Like the, what was it? The bling life, the way this the Asian
Bling Empire.
Oh yeah,
Bling Empire. Yeah. See, even he knows the name of it.
Yeah,
because he got so invested in it, and it was just like a bunch of rich Asian people that were like very dramatic and would refuse to hang out with other people other than that circle, even though they didn't like each other.
Yeah, it was stupid. Or like Jersey Shore. the first real trash TV right there.
Nah, dude, that was the Real World.
Yeah, I was gonna say Real World.
I actually watched that.
Real World.
That's when they fucked up MTV with that show.
With the Real World. Hater. No, and then Road Rules too. That one was cool. That was more of a competition.
Room Raiders. That's when they fucked up.
Room Raiders.
Psycho Bunny.
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, Psycho Bunny is a store, but that's clothing. It's a clothing.
It's Psycho
line.
Bunny. That's a bunny. Are you
still looking at stuff up? Huh?
It's Psycho Bunny.
Mm-hmm. That's the name. Oh, that's the name of a store.
It's Happy Bunny. That's the name of the bunny that I was thinking of.
Oh yeah, no, the one he's looking at, that's a clothing brand.
It's all just porn.
Happy Bunny porn.
They got it to me.
I know.
I bet you do.
Yes sir. I actually need to go there. I need to go look for a wallet.
I just want to say one word right now.
Say it, dude, just say
you
it.
You have a few more months and I'll buy you a new one. 3 months.
No shit, is it really?
Damn, old wow. ass bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
September, what was that?
How old
what?
Is he going to be?
Fuck. he's early 30s.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to be 31, guys.
Yeah, 31. How old are you?
Old enough to know when to whoop your ass.
Respect your elders, bitch.
Yeah, old is right. So besides that show, anything else? Have you seen a video or anything recently that made you laugh or cringe even?
No, because I've been watching a lot of TikToks about La Casa de los Famosos, but I'll leave that for
one of our Spanish episodes. Those are hilarious, dude. Yes. Those are fucking funny.
And it's almost over.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Who's winning?
Well, there's six contestants still in, and then the final.
How do
is
you
five.
Win?
They get voted out by the public.
Oh, so
yeah.
Like
so every whatever mm-hmm. people give, well, they make them do things too, right?
Yeah, they make them do like little competitions.
Okay, Wendy
stuff.
Gonna win.
Yeah, she's definitely.
You think she's gonna take it?
Yeah,
Wendy gonna win. We love Wendy.
I think she's gonna win too. Just popularity, she gonna win it.
Yeah,
well, I don't even know who else on there. I just know Wendy on there.
This is the first. At least the first one that I've seen a reality show where you have someone from the internet. Come in. It's not just
not
famous people from like
TV
or from movies or anything. Now it's someone from the internet, which their fan base is all YouTube, Facebook, all social media,
Instagram,
creator.
All that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a content creator that is literally beating all of these people that have
like
years of recording, years of novelas. Yeah. So it's
be
pretty
pissed.
Cool.
Like this fucking bitch ass.
But she's funny as
she's
fuck.
She's hilarious.
She
dude.
Makes the show good to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and
legit.
She's just literally being herself.
Yes.
She really is. And a lot of the times it's like, you know, downtime where they're just like around
hanging out
or whatever. And then she just starts telling them about her life and how it was when she was growing up and stuff like that. And it's like, damn, bitch, you went through a lot.
Did she?
Yeah.
Damn. They saw her dick.
Yeah, they saw her dick, dude. Shit,
and it was
hilarious.
Fucking, well, again, we'll save that for another episode.
Wait,
okay.
What?
Really good.
She's a trans.
She's a trans girl, but she was in the shower.
Stop! We said we're leaving for the next episode.
No, we'll leave the next one. But just
wait,
so
no,
we
you have to explain
just
it.
So, you know,
so it's a dude.
Yes, and she already
transitioned to yeah. female, but still has
her
male
dick.
Genitalia.
Okay,
and she
has boobs. I mean, yeah. she looks like a girl if you, yeah. you know, look
she
at her.
She doesn't want to take it off. She said, and she has also said that a lot of the community has told her you need to tell people to call you a woman or whatever. And she's like, but I don't feel like a woman. I feel like a trans. That's it.
Yeah,
that's how she identifies.
Fair enough.
And she's all like, it doesn't matter to me if you call me by my male name or my
yeah.
woman name. It's however you feel, whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, so she goes in the shower and all these dudes that are like
So it's in the morning. They're all just waking up. Yeah. They're showering and brushing their teeth. Okay. So.
And then suddenly one of them walks in on her showering and comes out. Dude, what the fuck? She has this giant ass dick.
He's like, how do you hide
that
thing?
How do you hide that thing?
And they're like, now we see why it takes you so long to shower. You got to shower the baby too.
No, it's hilarious.
It's fucking funny, dude.
It's just the way that she like accepts everyone, like everyone's opinion about her too. That she's just like, I don't care what the fuck you say, but yeah. I feel this way. And
yeah, the confidence.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
The confidence, I don't give a fuck, but not like stuck
not
up.
In an arrogant
no,
way.
No, not in an arrogant way, just I don't care what you think. I'm me, and I'm going to continue to be me kind of thing. And it's making the show, I mean, I'm confident this is the first time the show has gotten this many views, only because she's
I can relate with so many Wendy memes, like, and her face.
Yeah, she wakes up and like her hair's everywhere, extensions are on the floor and shit.
Yeah, no, it's good.
What's the guy name?
Oh, what is the guy? I don't know.
Carmelo, I think.
No.
Yeah.
No shit.
They called her Carmelo. They've called her Jose Luis or Luis. And I'm like, so what's the real name? I don't know. But she goes by Wendy now.
Oh, that bitch Wendy. It's funny because they did the Wendy's logo, but with her face.
But with her face.
What was it? They have the alphabet where it's like ABC. And they get to WW's for Wendy and it's her face. And yeah. It's pretty funny. I mean, they've gone... beyond
she's fucking popular
her.
Now
no there's no way
she was popular because her and her friend went to the mountains with these dudes and the dudes were like, oh, we ran out of beer, so we're gonna go get more beer, and they left them there and they ended up having to walk back into town because the guys just abandoned them there, and they just pulled out their phone and they're like, hey, we're out here, you know, we're perdidas. But they start out with their girly voice and then suddenly it's like perdidas.
And then they do like an echo, and then from there it was just like
that video went viral and everyone fucking laughed and everyone just it blew up like massive, and next thing you know they're starting to make more and more videos and each one is being more and more popular.
But some of them are literally just them getting ready or just them hanging out. And it's like,
funny
because
they're getting ready, and then there's one video that always pops up because it's so shared so much, where they're live, so you get the comments and stuff, and one of the people in the comments says, why is that man getting dressed like a woman or something? And she just busts out laughing because she's just like, that's just what she gets a lot. Or why are they doing your hair like a quinceañera's mom or something?
they'd be roasting too.
Oh, yeah. No, they shoot right back. Yeah, scene. There's never a dull That's moment.
Funny.
Did you see that video? I think I sent you the video, or I showed you the video of Mike Salazar, another famous Mexican comedian, and that girl is there, that other trans is there with him, and they're drinking a beer.
What, she chugs that beer?
Oh, puts the whole beer can
in her mouth.
In her mouth, right?
And
just fucking chugs, no hands.
No hands, chugs it. And then it's like she goes to sing. First she asks for a song in feminine voice and then flips it over and starts singing in a deep ass manly voice. And she's like, saludos pa mi padre.
I like the one of the trans girl at the club, and they're like, and she's like,
she goes,
and then these dudes are in the back like, what the fuck?
They're all like checking her out, and then they're like, oh shit.
Oh man, yeah, it's fucking hilarious. I mean, you know, obviously there's still a bunch of people that see trans girls and treat them a certain way or whatever. It's like, dude, they're,
well, like
they're,
that video
they're
that
fucking funny, bro.
We talked about where they were started beating them up and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
The trans won though.
Yeah, the trans. Yeah. Just,
hey, like, the bam. Trans beat the fuck out of those dudes. I mean,
don't get it twisted.
Yeah, Andres had a great point. A trans is the worst to fight because they have the strength of a man, but the hormonal disbalance of a woman. I mean,
oh, fuck you. We're just standing.
I was waiting for someone to say something.
Wait till he comes back.
But it's true.
Nah. Hashtag cancel Bert.
Now Bert's gonna become famous for being hated and shit. We're talking shit about
a lot of these dudes out here are get a bunch of hate and stuff, and they're getting famous all over their stupid ass comments.
Oh well, yeah, your hormonal disbalance.
I'm all.
I thought he just got banned.
I'd take birth control.
I thought you just got banned, thrown in Facebook jail or whatever.
I'm surprised I haven't gone to Facebook jail.
I've been posting all kinds of fucking shit. I took jail.
I've been posting so much shit here lately.
I always get the warnings. Are you sure you want to post this?
Oh, dude.
Your post contains false information.
You're a false information bitch.
I just delete anything they don't like, you delete.
All right, so finally, how about you? Have you seen any videos?
I've seen quite a bit.
Something that's kind of stuck out, maybe?
Well, yeah, we got to save it for the Spanish one. It's also another Spanish one.
Oh, fuck. All right, Robert, start speaking Spanish,
other
bro.
Other than that, I just saw, like, everybody freaking out in the local areas because of the Elon Musk satellites.
What's happening with that?
I guess they were, like, flying above, and so they're, like, a chain. It looks like a chain of lights in the sky.
Oh,
but
shit.
They're all just connected satellites.
Oh, I saw something where it's like, Starlink, if you would have came out at night yesterday, I think you would have
seen him
here in Texas.
You could have seen him. Yeah. You could have seen him. Well, talking about stupid.
Damn it.
Yeah.
But I saw that on Facebook from people in the local area, and everybody was freaking out. It was pretty funny.
Huh.
How come you can't remember that shit the day before so we can...
Look.
So we can come out and seen them.
And seen them. I seen it.
I seen it.
No, I mean, I just find it funny how the government does say aliens are real. Everybody's fucking making... That's the biggest hilarious thing right now. All the jokes and memes,
dude,
about...
I know. I've been seeing them.
Aliens. And it's just, like, even funnier because humans really think, like, we're going to enslave the aliens. Like, they're so far above us that they could enslave us without us even knowing it. But that's crazy. I just thought that was crazy. Like, everybody out here just can't not to be serious no more. It's
fun and games. Because if this would have happened back in like the 90s,
everybody would have been freaking out right now.
Yeah, people would have been committing suicide. I mean, you would have had all kinds of crazy shit happening.
You weren't even alive in the 90s.
I mean, excuse me, sir.
Look at 2000. How many people
shooting at them or asking
how many
to come
suicides
down
were there in 2000?
A lot.
I don't know.
Because they said it was the turn of the whatever, and the world was going to end.
I cried because I thought we were going to die.
Oh, you mean in 2000?
Yeah, right when 2000 hit.
She just said
that was dumb.
What an idiot. Did you freak out?
No.
No, me neither.
I would have been pissed if I were you.
Everybody
he
was
threw
a little
his
bit,
computer out the window.
Everybody was a little bit...
shook up a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Weird. So I said, look, I'm just going to go change the date on my computer and restart it. And wow, look, it started up. Because if you didn't hook it up to the internet, you know, we had dial-up modems then.
What's that?
And even then, you can see it in a couple movies.
It's
like a fax.
It sounds like a fax machine.
Yeah. Dial-up, right?
But I mean, it was dumb.
AOL.
Yeah, just what they say.
2012 was the next one.
Yeah.
2012. Yeah, it was 2012.
And in the Mayan calendar.
Dude,
I remember. I was at work, and dude, there was like ladies crying, and I remember we left that night, and I mean, fuck, we were working, so you know, you forget about it, and we get to the break room, and they're like, "Pues, if we don't see each other tomorrow, you know, good
you
luck.
You look fat in that dress.
Good luck and whatever. You guys take care of yourselves and blah, blah, blah." And it's like,
okay,
what the fuck are y'all talking about? And then the next day comes around and I'm like, what was anyone freaking out about yesterday? Like, and then they told me like the Mayan calendar had ended.
I used to have a calendar on my phone. It was an iCal download back when you could get those
Oh, what?
For free. And it was all the future predictions of the end of the world.
How many have you gone by?
There was tons of them. We went by a bunch. You know, all these different people and prophets.
I think they were just end of era stuff. Like 2000 was the beginning of the technology coming into our lives. So it was the end of what you knew going
at
into
the time,
new.
Yeah.
Just like now it's the end of.
Oh, guys, the spam risk. Should I answer
the new world order?
Answer a spam risk on, okay. The, on the microphone.
Ciao.
What?
Ooh, okay.
Damn, one word. Yeah, that was no fun.
I know. I was hoping that they would answer.
You should have given them English.
All right, you know, if they call again, I'll do it. But no, yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of things changed, obviously, in the 2000s and moving forward. I mean, even now we're starting to see a lot more AI. And
now we're seeing the end of this era going into the AI era.
Yes. Sex robots, for some reason, was the first thing that a lot of people decided.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Fucking humans are horn dogs. So
why are humans so horny? Nah.
Why?
I don't know. Write us at hearttofollowpodcast@gmail.com.
Tell us your opinion. So
why are y'all so fucking horny? Quit having kids. Get off of her.
Put your picture in the subject line. That way we'll know to read it or not.
It's just Dustin emailing us.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Dustin if you're still listening, bro.
I needed to go by there.
I know. You told me last time.
God dang it.
I'll swing by for you. Give me your credit card. I'll go.
Nah, somebody already got my credit card.
Oh, well, then never mind. I don't want it.
I don't want it.
Actually, no. I wish they would have got my credit card. They got my debit card.
So. Oh, shit.
That's worse.
That's worse. Yeah, that's direct money. All right. So, funny. What, anything else? I mean, besides AI and Elon Musk do this thing.
So when's the thing come over again so I can look for it?
It's not. It's gone, dude.
I don't know, but his thing is out here in Brownsville, so like I'm sure.
No, he has the one here in Dallas, right?
He has a lot of them. He has another one in Florida, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dude's taking over the world. I don't know if y'all noticed, but.
Yeah, he's eventually going to probably do that.
He's the boss of X.
Yeah. Oh, maybe like Professor X.
Someone go break his knees.
What?
So he should shave his head.
She don't know. She don't know. She don't watch cartoons.
I don't even know what to call it. I was going to say, you know what? I'll tweet him real quick and tell him he needs to shave. Like,
you're
going to
X him?
I don't think it's
X. He closes his account. He's like, this idiot.
Yeah. The stupid ass.
He's not going to Mars.
One more that's not going to Mars.
I mean, you know how they have that spot now where you can talk? And do stuff on that?
No, I haven't been on
X.
Clubhouse?
I almost deleted
it. It's like Spaces whatever, and so you can invite a bunch of people, and you'll see who's talking and who's not.
Like a group
and he talks
FaceTime?
To just randos.
I was going to delete the app the other day because I was like, what the fuck is this?
Did they switch the logo and everything?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? X videos?
He's like, oh,
right?
Shit,
you want three X's in your video.
He's like, what the fuck, bro?
He's like,
this isn't in normal.
Yeah. I didn't download
That's
an app
exactly
for this
how
shit.
I picture it. Well, everybody's like laughing at Mark Zuckerberg because of his metaverse. Like, it's all cheesy. Like, compared to how we're at the level we're supposed to be. I mean, Sims could have done better, but.
What? Isn't bad?
People just want more realistic.
Oh.
But come on, man. It's the beginning of AI.
What does it look like? Like
that.
A Lego movie or what?
Maybe. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Almost. Lego movies.
That's what it looks like?
I don't know.
It's on Facebook. Your avatar.
I don't do Facebook.
Your mono with the pictures and the stickers. That mono exists in a universe on Facebook. That's called the metaverse.
Mine doesn't.
Go in and let's see it.
Okay, let's see. All right, keep talking.
You keep talking.
I don't know if you have to pay, though.
Are you playing a game?
Pay. Oh, you might have to pay.
No.
What are you doing? Turn the phone around. Let me see.
She got that privacy screen. It's one of those ad games about the king.
Oh, no, she has the actual game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's one of the ones that comes out on the ads.
Dude, I say porn one time and I start to get these weird things on my Facebook.
Okay. No. The other day, man, some shit came up and I was like, this sure.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to me, you know, a couple months ago.
A couple months ago, bitch.
So did it happen or what?
No, dude, I don't think so. I think Fanny's correct. I think you need to pay for that shit to enter.
You have to pay?
To enter the metaverse.
We'll pay real quick. Let's see.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm paying for a fucking thing. Fucking bastards.
Don't be no bitch.
They want to put me in Facebook jail for...
Cheap bastards.
They're going to put you in real jail in there?
Shit, for my opinion. Freedom of speech, bro.
Bitch.
That's what
Not anymore.
No me gusta eso. Me gusta el chicken.
El chicken.
So let me tell you, Strawberries, just because, like, this is what we're going to talk about in the next Spanish episode. So there's these young artists, musical artists. They're, what, 16?
The 15? Oldest is 22, I think.
I don't know, but they're youngsters. Three of them.
Okay.
They're into this new genre of Spanish music called corridos tumbados.
I want to say that's still under that genre, yes.
It's basically like mumble rap, but...
I'm sorry, wait.
No, they're more of a Mexican regional music.
Them?
Música regional.
Did you say mumble?
Mumble rap. You ever heard those
guys? Have you heard the mumble rappers?
Where you can't understand what the fuck they're saying.
Well, I can understand regular.
But it's a badass beat.
They have like a good drop and a good
future.
Beat.
Future. Come on.
But then their singing or their rap, it's...
Yeah, oh my God. It sounds just like that.
That's literally the song.
Yeah.
Stop. Play a song.
Now I gotta go look for a song.
No, I'm serious. That's it. And like they made millions... off of this music.
So they copied Scatman Crothers.
Sure.
I don't know who that is. Yeah.
All right. Give me a minute. You get yours. I'll get mine.
Jesus.
Okay. Mayor, so anyways.
Fucking gay.
So anyways, it's a group of these. It's two brothers and a sister.
Is that what it is?
Yes. And they're really young, but still 22 and younger.
To 16, I think.
I think 16 is what the youngest is. But they go to Mexico for the first time and they get interviewed over there and they performed or whatever. They get interviewed and they're all like, well, how are you guys like in Mexico? And the girl answers first. She's like, I don't really like Mexico because...
because they went to Mexico City.
Yeah, they went to Mexico City.
And they went from Washington.
Yeah.
Washington State.
So, and she's like, well, I don't really like it because there's a bunch of noise outside. You could hear the cars and I can't go to sleep. And then one of the brothers is like, yeah, I don't really like the food here. I think that the food in Washington is better. And then the other one's like, well, I only eat chicken.
He said chicken.
And stuff like that. But everyone is roasting them because they're singing this Mexican regional music.
Yeah.
And they're... their opinion of
Mexican culture and cuisine
thing over there was negative.
Oh.
But it's their opinion. I think it's also they're young. They first time going over there, your impression is not always going to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But they just roasted these guys. They're like, you're no longer welcome back in Mexico. They canceled 3 of their concerts.
Dude, and you're not talking like small, like...
No, they were...
No, you're talking Mexico City fucking stadiums that were sold out that are now canceled.
Canceled.
Because of it.
So, yeah, and then all the memes started coming out.
The memes are great.
Yeah, the memes are pretty good.
Of these kids.
They're fucking great.
The memes are hilarious, all right? It's a funny situation, but I think it was handled not properly by their publicist.
Mm.
Yes.
Also, yes. The interviewer.
Them. The interviewer, I believe, like, had a big
grown.
Part.
You know, you should be asking these little kids these questions.
Yeah, it's like come on, dude.
They probably did it for publicity, honestly. At least their publicist probably did it for them.
But that's fucked up because these kids are now negative.
Well, because nowadays it's like publicity is publicity. It doesn't matter if it's positive.
There's no such thing as bad press or bad... whatever the hell they used to say. What was it? There used to be a saying about that. Yeah, and that's probably it. I mean, I mean, I'm sure people are Googling their name, YouTubing their music just to see what they're all about. So, I mean, I guess it probably worked.
Yeah, because I had to, like, Google them. I didn't know who they were.
Same.
But then I was like, I don't give a shit. I don't feel like listening to their music because I don't really care for those. I mean, I like mumble rap because they have badass beats.
Did you find it?
Yeah, but I don't know which one to play.
I don't either.
We do not. Hey, I like this song.
Is this Aristocrats?
That's Aristocrats.
And it's Aristocrats, yeah.
But you can understand them.
No, just wait. I'm getting to it. I don't know if it has it.
We don't own the rights to this music, by the way.
Yeah. Not that we make money.
Wait, did you hear it?
No, that's nothing.
It's got more, don't worry.
Not I've heard that whole song. And I understood all of it. Even the jump, jump, jump. Yeah, everybody knows that song.
Just relax.
I've heard this song, is what I'm getting at.
But it's not this song, just relax.
Have you guys heard of this song before?
Yes, because y'all grew up with that.
No. No, Finny didn't.
I probably didn't.
You didn't watch Aristocats?
Dude, Aristocrats were the business.
Nah, bro.
Disney sing-alongs?
No, I did. I don't know why or how, but we barely even had a fucking TV.
Like, dude.
That's too old.
Doing over there? Now we're going to make our fans listen to horrible
no,
music.
No, we're waiting for mumble rap.
I'm going to start singing.
That sounds like Louis Armstrong almost.
No.
Uh-huh.
This is Scatman.
You can understand that. He said something.
Just, it's not the...
He said, aren't you...
Hurry!
The something.
What? Just talk.
Well,
I think Future is like the best mumble rapper.
We're listening to what you guys are... Well, you at least, like, we can hear what you're putting on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Okay, so hey, you're going to put that...
No. She's over here just jamming. She's not even going to let us hear.
No, I'm trying to find like a verse that where it sounds like that.
What?
So that you don't sit there and go, I can understand all that. Like you dumbasses. Being mean.
Who?
Ain't it?
My dumbass can understand everything.
I'm hungry, guys.
Oh, dude. Roberts, what are you making for dinner tonight?
Some chicken.
I don't know, but I'll be buying it for the ride home.
That kid did say, yo soy bien delicado.
At least he admitted it.
Fair enough, dude. He at least said it. He was at least like, you know what,
like
bros?
He admitted he's a picky eater.
I'm a picky piece of shit, but I eat chicken. Whatever. I don't
know if he said it. All right, I got a deal of mail for me. He used to do it too, but he stole it from Scatman.
What?
He was the best.
He was the best of what?
Both worlds.
Damn it. All right, wait, hold on. Finny's.
No, go, go.
All right, did you understand any of those?
Something about she chooses.
No, he's talking about food, man. He has a little one.
Turn the words on, let me see.
It's going to be a bunch of question marks. He got fucked is what he said right now.
I don't think that's what he said.
He got fucked.
I
no,
think
he
it was
said
from.
He got fucked.
What? Yeah. I heard the word prison.
He got fucked in prison.
In prison?
Okay, we now understand this.
Maybe
music.
You are right. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like some of them. I mean, I understood him because I listened to that, but I know, like, when I listen to some stuff, Bert's like, what the fuck is that?
So, what's the best all time music?
Oh, I don't think there is one. I mean...
Yeah,
I think you answered differently from what mood you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there is like a one... Cause
right now, what mood would you pick is the best?
I don't know.
What's your current favorite song?
I don't think I have a current favorite. Right now, I've been listening to a lot of... Spanish music, Herencia de Patrones, because of my little brother. He kind of put me on it.
Do you have an album that like you can listen to all the time or anytime? This, you know what? I'll listen to this.
All the music that I have, I can listen to at any.
See, I'm not because I have so much.
Like, yeah. it doesn't matter. Like, because I go from classic rock to blues music to Jimi Hendrix to Spanish music. And by Spanish, it can be different. It can be ranchera music. It can be whatever the hell Herencia de Patrones are singing.
That's tumbao. That's
so I can listen. That's what I'm saying. Like, so my, it's just everywhere.
I am going to admit that my library is a little deficient in Spanish music.
It's because
I'll get you onto some Spanish rock. I'll send you my some, Spanish rock no, playlist. Wait.
We used to go to, I don't remember the name of it before it became Acapulco.
Sure.
Because they would La Cabaña. They would play the Spanish videos on TV.
Yeah.
And I think they kept doing that.
183 does that.
Oh, they do. They always have some kind of good music going on.
And
I mean, not always good.
They're playing the videos, right? It's like MTV, but
in Spanish.
In Spanish, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called...
They have MTV in Espanol, or what was it? Called?
Mundos.
Mundos. Yeah,
no,
that's what it was.
No, but there's also Telemundo? The other one. No. Banda Max.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's where they play.
So on Spotify, now they have, like, by genre, if you want to listen. So on my like songs, I have rap, reggaeton, rock, cumbia, R&B, trance, pop, norteño, angst, which is alternative rock. Gangster rap, Latin, pump up, angry, electronic, and crunk.
What the like, fuck?
All my moods.
What is crunk?
I don't know.
Well, play
I
one.
Mean, Kings of Crunk. I mean, Little John and all that. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Oh, well,
that's
I got where, crunk too then.
That's where all that started. The Kings
first,
of Crunk.
The first song on Crunk is I Hate You, Bitch by Zero. Damn.
No, wait.
And then that Smoking on the Purple, Boosie. That's all Texas. Y'all know about that.
Music.
You don't either because you're from Kansas. Down south.
What about you, Miriam, then? Robert's question where right now, what's your music that you're listening
Look
to?
Look at that. You were talking about that. And
at the moment.
Right now.
The first thing that pops up.
The...
that popped up on my music app.
Nice. I'm between Ni Muerta, which is the song that has been like on a loop, and Like This by Kelly Rowland.
Okay. What about you, Fani?
Mine is, you know, I stay on the reggaeton, but right now my favorite song is Muñequita by Kali Uchis featuring El Alfa and JT. She's a Colombian artist. Caliuchis. But it's crunk as fuck.
You ever heard Putazos Okay? That one's a good one too.
Yes. The only reason that I listened to it was because on one of the episodes we had, Andres said it, and then you said something about it, so I went and I looked it up. That's the only reason I went to
listen. I didn't know it was an actual song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the only reason I know that song, because of you guys. Because of Hard to Follow. What the fuck? Mid-episode plug.
I mean, Saturdays, I like to listen to cumbias, like typical, you know, cleaning your house playlist. Mm-hmm.
¿Qué es eso?
What is Robin?
That? We ain't with that racist shit.
Bro, we're not racist here.
What
guy.
The hell?
He's like, we're all about the KKKKK. Damn, dude.
What is it?
Some fucking racist shit.
It's Etsy.
Etsy is a thing where you sell stuff.
Here, Randy. Same group. Next song.
Wait, you listened to this?
No, it popped up just like the other one.
That sounds dumb, dude.
You're making my ears bleed.
It's not in English.
He's gonna
it's
be, not. He's going to be going home listening to this crap.
I know.
I didn't understand any of it.
Oh, I was listening to Japanese trap for a while.
You did. I remember that.
Yeah, that one went off. I don't know what the fuck they're saying.
This is A-list K-pop.
Oh, well, there's an issue. Korean pop.
Korean pop.
So. That's a dude singing, by the way. It's not a girl.
I thought it was funny on this song because
they all look like girls.
This chick sings in Spanish and she doesn't speak Spanish, but it's funny. That girl, JT from City Girls.
Just like she says, just like Selena. Selena, she didn't know how to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was sung, a no sabo kid. And then she sung in Spanish pretty good.
Yeah. Beyonce sings in Spanish. She has a whole album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Evidently, they have special songs for for the leagues.
Yeah, I wouldn't play that.
Don't play those, dude.
Nacos.
That is, dude, get out.
You play
out.
The America one and Javi jumps in right now.
I was going to break the window. Break.
No, but look.
He starts singing the anthem. He's like,
I'm not current with, regional right now. Like, I have nothing but old school songs on my Spanish playlist.
You have to pay.
Yeah, they're...
Pay for it. That's pay for it right now. I want
to
hear it now.
You're going to pay to listen to that trash? Nah.
Garbage.
This is like one of the...
I knew that they had that. They had a good video one time,
okay,
though.
I've heard that one.
Wait, who is it? Put it on. I'm sure I know which one it is.
Hold on. Let me forward it.
Who is this?
This is just like when you're at a restaurant eating tacos. Yeah.
Who is this?
Gerardo Coronel.
Okay, yeah. His nickname is El Yerry.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I think that's it.
Powerful.
It gets all aggressive. Ooh. Out of nowhere.
Mine, I like.
He got mad.
I like.
Yo, I just started listening to Molotov.
Damn it. Get fucking crazy.
Yeah. Pinch culera.
The song we did. Sácame la verga.
Dude, no.
Damn it.
That was our last episode we did.
Puta. Yeah.
Molotov, dude. They crazy rock.
They're
Mexican
actually
rock,
on my Spanish playlist.
Rock band, but they're fucking crazy. And then you want something more calm, but still in the rock. Maná, right? They're still considered.
Maná, yeah. They're still considered rock.
Let's see who I have. Rock. I don't have too many on my Spanish rock, but I do have a few.
And then if you really want it, Cartel de Santa, dude, you should listen to that.
Oh, that's like gangster rap in Spanish.
Shut up.
Oh.
I wanted him to be surprised.
That's el babo, right?
Yeah, that's el babo.
Yeah.
I have
he has marbles on his dick.
That's Molotov.
Damn, you named that tune like in.
Yeah, she knows her.
Well, it's very no music.
I used
music.
To own that CD. That's what.
Dude, that's like if they put on some AC/DC and you know exactly what it
this
is. That's
is
what that is.
This is the oldest Molotov one that I remember. The Give Me the Power.
Yeah.
Wrong side.
What was that one song? That was that one song that you.
Café Tacuba is the slow one. Mago de Oz.
Los Enanitos Verdes.
Los Enanitos Verdes. El Tri, of course.
El Tri,
you know,
yeah, that's...
They old school.
His fucking voice is so raspy. No, who was that that one song that you used to play, and I can't remember who the fuck it was, but it was, like, in between Spanish and English, and, like, the dude singing to, like, this girl or whatever, and then, like, all of a sudden she starts singing, and he's like, ¿qué?
Oh, it was dude, Calle 13, the dude from Calle 13.
Oh.
Es Electromovimiento.
Yeah, there you go. Electromovimiento. Dude, that song's funny as fuck. That's
he's
actually
like,
one
no
of the songs.
No sé qué me dijiste. Ojalá no me maldiciste.
Yeah, it's actually a really funny song. And I actually still listen to that from time to time. Every once in a while, I'll put it on.
No, this one got me crank as fuck right now. Hey.
How's that?
That's a new song, but I like this other beat.
Broke bitch.
No, it's funny when she says I like her whole verse.
Oh, I know Bert's favorite song.
Fuck you, dude. Check I will it. Kick it. I'm gonna kick your phone.
Una gatita que le gusta el mambo.
This song is the dumb. That's all they say. The whole fucking song.
No.
That's it.
All right, I'm going to start singing. This is my reggaeton debut. No, I like her verse on this one, Carly Uchis. Wait. Just wait for it. When hers drops. Come on, move.
She doesn't say anything. They're like mumble rappers too. They took this from like Snoop Dogg, the talking rap, right? It's that style of talking, right? I guess that's all they say. We could make an album right now.
Hell yeah.
Broke bitch.
I like JT's verse too though. Hers and is then funny.
And then just keep saying that through the whole song.
Just broke bitch.
Yeah,
broke
just make bitch. some random ass beat and then just
keep. You really saying, can. It's not that bitch. Hard to make music.
No, nowadays it's not.
Play the sounds. Ah.
Yeah. I'm all like, it's kind of hard, bitch. What do you mean?
It's easy.
It's easy.
All right, Robert, I know.
It takes a lot of time.
Let me
especially
get
to make
back.
Those beats. But she did steal that beat. It's an old school beat.
It's a sample.
It's a sample.
Yeah, it's a sample of an old school reggaeton song.
No.
But everybody loves it, and I love it because it brings that old school reggaeton into it.
Everybody loves it.
Instead of like this newer shit that's getting kind of crazy. I don't know.
So back to the circle, Roberts, have you seen anything? Watch the video. You've been sending me all kinds of conspiracy shit.
You have bitch. Conspiracy theories?
Any conspiracy that you actually believe?
Wrong one.
Wait, you're so dumb on there.
Oh, so you're just dumb.
There you go.
There you go. I got it. Say it again.
So no. So you've been sending me a bunch of shit of, not, and they're not even conspiracies. I mean, for the most part, everything's backed up by some pretty solid shit. Obviously, with our president and his kids and stuff.
Oh yeah, what's up with that?
So they found cocaine in the White House, right, a while back.
Cocaine. They should have known. There's probably a whole room full of bricks.
So it turns out the Secret Service.
Been getting
out.
On it this whole time.
Well, I'm sure they gotta be awake.
And that's how they kill Kenny.
They gotta be getting rid of sandbags so this fucker doesn't fall anymore. What was it? He had marks on his face because he has to wear one of those things to sleep. What are they called?
The sleep apnea.
Oh, sleep apnea.
And they said it was a gag. They had memes about that shit. But
I have not seen that. I didn't know he had to wear a thing.
Yeah, he has like the marks and shit. They have a picture of it.
I mean, dude's barely alive.
No, you ain't lying. I'm surprised he's still kicking.
Who's the vice president?
Kamala Harris.
I should have known that. I forgot.
She hasn't done anything. She hid for God knows how long. But anyway.
What do you want her to do?
Her job. How about that? Her job.
I mean, she waited for the motherfucker to die so she can do her job.
I know. It's not gonna happen.
What if he dies like right before the re-election? She'll be president for a little bit.
Yes.
Not long enough to do anything, though.
Oh, that would be so crazy. I bet that's gonna happen. Y'all, I said it on podcast.
No, those are conspiracy theories since he got elected.
No, I'm just saying. The alien's coming through over. Now. You don't even know what's gonna happen.
Maybe he is an alien.
Hell no, he wouldn't be dying like that.
He ain't dying.
He is.
His kryptonite? Sandbags.
What?
Dude,
he tripped. He tripped.
Hold on, do it
fell.
Again.
No, I'm not going to say
it. It's not funny no more.
It's not funny anymore. Yeah, paso.
Fine.
He tripped over a sandbag.
Take the buttons away.
Just anything he says.
Yeah, I hate it. So anyway, anything, one of those that's came up to you and you're like, fuck, this is crazy. Or damn it, this is really happening.
Or like,
happening.
What's the most outrageous one?
Yeah, what's because you've sent me like at least 10 in the last 2 weeks. I
sent you like 10 last night. And it's like, oh, fuck, I bet he's asleep.
No, it was. I catch him in the morning when I wake up. I'm like, okay, he was obviously awake.
I was there
night.
For one. He was like, sorry, just sending me a bunch of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, literally.
I was like, what you got there?
All right, so what's one that you've seen or heard here recently that you're like, fuck?
I mean, just all of them. It makes you. It's like I grew up thinking that we had a government for the people, by the people, and I'm like,
no, sir.
We're always been
That's
distrustful,
cute.
But not even remotely. All the crackpots and crazy people.
Yeah.
That I called crazy my whole life. I apologize.
They're not making sense, ain't it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many things. I mean, I sent you the one with the COVID deal from the 65. Wait, 66.
Oh, 66. Yes.
Yeah, that was 1966.
That's when the COVID program started. When they had weaponized it originally, and the dude literally was like, "Let me repeat that." 1966.
And he was in front of Congress or somebody.
No, he was in some shit.
And he had all his shit to back it up.
Yeah. And he gave where you can look at these files, and he gave all this information, and it's like, fuck. But then it's like, they never asked the question. It's like, since 1966, they've been doing this. What else have they been doing since 1966?
Hmm. A whole lot of shit.
They've been doing aliens.
The and government! What, they've been fucking them or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, they fuck them.
And they used it.
They probably have created another breed of human now.
The SARS.
Yeah, these dumbass young people.
And they came out before.
I mean,
they fucked up on somewhere. They fucked it up.
We're
somewhere.
Supposed to evolve.
They're trying to take us a couple steps back.
Oh, there's no
we
doubt.
We evolved to caveman.
The fluoride thing and the toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the dude was saying use this instead of toothpaste because this makes you dumb.
The fluoride?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm allergic to it. I know. It makes my mouth peel.
You're a new breed of human.
I am.
Yeah. You might be.
I'm a super being, so.
Why are you always sick then?
Because they're putting all this shit on the earth to make you sick. And since I'm an original from here, you know.
What?
All this stuff comes from the outside.
How did that change? How did that change?
So it doesn't affect y'all because y'all dumb, so.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, that's what it is. Robert, no. You're too dumb to get sick.
Did you see that post?
Stupid.
The one with the dude that's from that movie, the kidnapping movie, the kid trafficking movie.
The Sound of Freedom?
Oh, the Sound of Freedom.
That one.
Dude got caught.
And dude got arrested for child trafficking or something.
Or for kidnapping a kid.
Who kidnapped a kid?
The guy that directed the movie.
No, he was a producer.
A producer. The producer to the movie.
This is how rumors start.
And everybody's like, how ironic.
We stomped it right here. It's fine.
Either way, dude got arrested. He was from part of that movie.
Oh, that's right. The Witcher dude.
Henry Cavill.
He did not get arrested for kidnapping.
No, he was the dude in the movie.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
Dude, you know Henry Cavill is no longer going to be on The Witcher?
No, that's not him.
He got murdered on The Witcher.
Not yet.
I don't know the actor. Who's going to be the Witcher guy?
Yeah.
Liam Hemsworth.
Who's that?
Okay.
Who's Liam Hemsworth?
Thor. Is it Thor or Hemsworth. Thor's brother?
Thor's brother.
Loki?
I mean, they're both fine. So.
Loki?
No.
The actual actor.
I only know them by the movie, not by who, like, you fucking creeps. Knowing them by their personal lives and shit.
Shit.
Henry Cavill's a nerd. I don't care. He's just, they put a bunch of stuff on him to make him look cool on The Witcher.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I was disappointed when I saw his real picture.
It was like, oh my God. What was it? And then it's like me.
I expected like this really hot guy, and then it's just like this nerd. I was like, "What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is this?"
I don't know. To be playing that, you kind of have to be a nerd.
What was that?
Whatever. To be playing that role, you have to be a nerd.
To be watching it, you have to be a nerd.
Oh, dude, yes. That was like extreme LARPing for him, probably.
Yeah,
nerd.
Damn, I never thought about it like that, dude. The dude was LARPing the whole time. That's why he was like so into it.
I mean, he was squanching half the time.
Oh, fucking Geralt. Yeah, he was fucking all kinds of stuff on the show.
Fairies, witches.
Who's that dude?
Yeah, that's Simon.
Simon Cowell? Yeah, he does look like him.
Simon Cowell, isn't that the guy from X Factor and American?
It looked like that from this angle.
He looks like the novella guy.
Eduardo Verástegui?
Yeah, that's him.
That's him.
How do you know all these actors? God, yeah.
She grew up with novellas and remembered all the actors. I don't remember Sergio. What was Sergio Andrade? Is that his last name?
El de Gloria Trevi? Sergio Andrade was
Gloria Trevi. The hot one from the novellas.
Sergio Mayer?
That one.
And she knew it.
He's on Casa de los Famosos with Wendy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We just saw him on something. What were we watching?
Punisher. We haven't finished watching that. I need to finish watching that.
What do you mean, Punisher? You haven't finished watching
the movie Punisher? It's like the 3-hour long movie, Dick. It's long.
I mean,
when was it made?
I glanced at
the new one.
No, this
is there
was
a new one?
This was an older one.
It's a new. Well, the, was it the new, old new anymore?
It's new.
It's
new.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's the one I'm the watching. Punisher? But it's old. It's an older one.
No, no, no. The one with the dude from Walking Dead.
No.
No, this was like
no, this you has can John Travolta in it.
Yeah, and
no,
he's young. And he's young. Huh? That's what I'm saying.
No, yeah. The new Punisher one is
no.
Yes, it's on Netflix. Yeah.
Let me see it.
I don't have to. I have to download it.
Let me see.
Wait, you don't have the thing? Hold on. Netflix.
Netflix.
Pay us Netflix.
No, I don't have Netflix on.
Oh, dude, it's gonna come up on our fucking thing now. Oh
man, I gotta sign
I'm
in.
I'm deleting Twitter, bro.
It's X, it's X now.
It's forever gonna be Twitter.
Yeah, everybody says, you know, if you like this retweet, they don't say repost or
react. Oh, they keep just saying
reacts or whatever.
X this, and just a picture of you flipping them off.
Fucking Alex.
Fucking Alex.
He changed my name fucking on the thing.
What is it?
He put Skonka and then the little gnome.
Not Skonka. Bitch.
Yeah, fuck him.
Don't change his.
That's a good one. Skonka.
What am I looking for? Punisher?
Yeah, it's the Punisher on Netflix, I believe.
I'm just going to say that all day now.
And you know my year?
No, I don't know. Right off the top of my
head. But Travolta's in it?
Yeah, it's Travolta.
It's...
What
year was that?
It should say right here, right?
Yeah,
83.
Yeah. Damn, no.
That's just the year I'm going to keep saying today.
That's when you were born, ain't it?
Yeah.
2004.
That's a 2004.
Who's the main character?
John
Travolta.
No, it's not.
Cast, Jane Thomas, John Travolta, Will Patton, Roy Scheider? Laura
Rob
Harry,
Schneider?
Ben Foster.
Wait, Roy Scheider. He's the guy from Jaws.
Is that
first
dude
one,
on
right?
there? The one I was telling you.
Who?
The Sed Hill dude.
Yeah, he's in it.
Oh, let me see. No.
He plays like the bad guy, I think. Right.
So then maybe
a Colombian. He plays
guy.
Like a Colombian.
Yeah, he plays. I thought it was hilarious because he's Mexican.
Yeah, he didn't even try to put an accent
I
behind
know.
It or anything. He was just speaking Spanish. It was great. The movie feels older than that, though, ain't it? Watching it?
Yeah.
You're watching it.
I thought it was older than that.
And you feel like a mid-90s movie kind of thing.
It's almost 19 years ago.
Thomas
no,
Jane.
No, no, no. But you've seen Total Recall,
it's,
haven't you?
It's two-thirds of your life.
Yeah, Sergio Yanez is who it is, not
Sergio Maya.
Yeah.
No, you've seen Total Recall, ain't it?
They don't look like
with Arnold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has that kind of feel when you're watching it.
Okay.
And Total Recall is 90s, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it was the better of the two Total Recalls. I'm sorry.
Wait, there was two?
They made a remake.
No, bitch.
Yes.
When and where?
What, of Total Recall?
Yeah, I didn't know they made it.
Yeah, they just made it.
Why what? Are you pointing
you
at
seen me? It? Hey, you seen it?
She's trying to say yeah. It's been an hour and 12 minutes.
Oh, my bad.
God.
That's what I said, one.
Yeah. You're giving me the finger.
She's like,
it's one.
She's flipping him off.
You seen the new Total Recall then?
Yeah.
And?
Hmm? Hey, they're doing another Dracula movie.
Dracula.
Dracula.
I'm about to say it like that.
What was it for the
show? Who's going to be in it?
The Transylvania
that same
movie?
Guy, Luke Evans?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the one who played on the first one.
Yeah.
And played in the Lord of the Rings? No, The Hobbit. Don't roll your eyes. What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear it.
If you can hear it on minute 113.
It has to do with happiness. he's not a bad actor, actually.
No,
I like
good.
His movies.
Who's that?
Ben Affleck.
No, he sucks.
No, I'm just kidding. What's his name?
Luke Evans.
Luke Evans.
Yeah.
I know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Yeah, you do. If you've seen, if you see.
He's been in a lot of stuff. He's good.
Oh, he's a good actor. I like him.
He's one of those.
Obviously not that good.
You might not know his name, but as soon as you see him, you're like, oh, that guy.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
And then you're like, oh, he's hot. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, but isn't he gay?
What's his
yes,
name?
He's gay.
Yeah, he's gay.
Really?
Yeah.
More he's it's like, pretty. Oh.
He's yeah, he's hot. Pretty.
But.
He's pretty.
Luke Evans, is that what y'all said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that Senior?
Oh, he's, yeah. He's a really good actor.
Is he gay?
He's gay.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is that his partner?
I Let me see. Don't
oh,
know.
Oh, no. He talks divorce stories with fashion guy. What's his name?
Luke Evans.
No, stupid.
Well, no, we haven't seen anybody
Billy,
else.
Billy Porter?
Billy Porter? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
He's a fashion
is.
Dude.
Ooh, Rush Hour 4, guys.
No.
Is that who he was with? Or
that. Are they really going to make the Last Friday movie?
Dude, I saw that and I really wish it was true, but I don't know.
I don't think
it's
so,
not confirmed.
Because a few years ago, they asked Ice Cube and Chris Tucker wouldn't do it because he was doing something about like getting people off of drugs, I think is what it was. And so he was like, I'm not going to do this because it's obviously. And
hey, Chris Tucker didn't come out on the other ones, though.
But I think this last one they wanted him to.
Oh, okay.
With Mike Epps and
yeah, I saw
the original cast. I didn't know what it was going to be
the OG cast.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Epps.
Mm-hmm.
What was
he's a comedian. He's on Next Friday and Friday After Next.
Is he on Barbershop?
And then he was on Barbershop.
He's done some other stuff.
He was on that Roscoe Jenkins movie, which was really really funny.
Have y'all seen They Clone Tyrone?
No, I want to see that.
Yeah.
I've been hearing good things about it. I watched a preview on it. It's on Netflix right now. It looks really good.
It's, what's his face?
Jamie Foxx. He had his own show back in the day. I can't remember the name of it. It was really good, too.
Who?
Jamie Foxx did.
Yeah.
What was the name of that? Do you remember?
Jamie Foxx show?
Was it really?
Probably.
Yeah. What an idiot. It was Jamie Foxx, a dumbass.
You're the one that brought it up and didn't know. I watched it and didn't know.
At least I remembered. No, that was a good show. Yeah, no, that movie, though, that they cloned him.
Actually,
yeah.
I think you're lying now.
No, it's the Jamie Foxx show. I used to watch it.
Yeah, same.
And it would come on after the Wayans Brothers.
Yes.
Dude.
The Wayans Brothers. Wait. That was such a good show, too.
They had a show?
Yes,
it was good.
It was hilarious.
When
it was on BT,
busy being a dad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're probably in a chicken house. I don't know.
Yeah, doing something.
How long ago?
Something with chickens.
Chicken.
I gotta wait. Which Wayans was it?
Both of them.
Both the Wayans brothers.
No, brother. It was Marlon and Sean, not Kevin and the other ones.
Kevin Gates,
Keenan.
No.
That's Kenan.
Kenan and Kel,
you're talking about.
No,
about.
The and Wayans Damon. Brothers. The original
yeah,
Wayans
yeah,
Brothers.
Yeah, no.
Damon, Kenan. They came out in a show called In Living Color.
In Living Color, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stop breaking the stuff. Shut
Which up. Is also where, what's his face? Jim.
Carrey
came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he started
that's
off.
That's where they got their starts.
That's where Jennifer Lopez came out, too.
Yeah. It was
Rosie,
really good.
O'Donnell?
Perez.
Rosie no. Perez?
That's a yep. Rosie O'Donnell.
Wow. The original cast of that was really good, too.
Really?
It was a good show. I like
this
it.
Was the show.
Let me see.
Wait. Oh, no shit. I've never yeah. seen it. What's it on now that I can find?
Oh,
it?
Fuck. I don't know. Who has that?
BT?
Prime, maybe?
Hulu, maybe?
Hulu?
Watch Max. You can watch on Max.
You can watch
I don't
it
watch
on Max.
Max. I don't have Max.
Oh, what a loser.
Still married.
Matter of fact, I'm actually cutting back on some stuff.
Are
it's
you?
My email.
What's your email?
It's my
Beep.
Email.
Oh.
You know my email.
Okay.
Stupid.
Beep.
No, go ahead.
It's
go ahead.
Miriam is a punk at gmail.com.
That's
That'd
our other password.
That'd be freaking hilarious if it was.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to make one.
No, just
my passwords are hilarious. Or like, I like doing the questions, the privacy questions. Like whenever they ask you, like, you got to answer this question, right? To
yeah.
get into your account. I like choosing the, what's your eldest kid's name? Or like, what's your eldest nephew's name? I don't have any nephews.
I have a password right now, and I'm not going to tell everybody what it's for. But I had to make a password, and it was when you and Via were fighting.
Okay.
So my password literally is Miriam Loves Hobby.
Fuck yeah.
That's hilarious.
And then some numbers and some bullshit after, but
no. You gotta
now
get
I'm all like, what is it for?
It makes me smile because I mean they were actually I think you were fighting and he was laughing. But
nah.
Cause you get so mad.
Well, I know she gets so mad so fast.
Well,
around what time was this?
It could have been that time.
You were, no, not you, that you, time. Oh, I'm sorry.
You were a catch-up package.
It was probably around that time and that time of the month. I'm just saying.
Whatever. I'm trying to figure out which time it was.
Which time?
Oh, yeah. Which time was I mad at him?
Let me pull out my catalog.
There's so many. I don't think
who's
you
here?
It.
I don't know.
Nobody should be at the studio.
Not right now.
No. People are using our dumpster.
Uh-oh.
All right, we're going to have to pause it. We're going to have to go out here and beat up this person. Let's go. Let's jump
beat
up.
Some people up.
What's an hour and something anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we can call this one done. That we can go see who the fuck is using our dumpster.
Our studio dumpster.
Yeah. Imagine that. Oh, never mind. They're not using our dumpster.
No.
All right, we got another hour to go. All right.
So since we don't have to jump anybody.
We don't have to jump anybody, kick anyone's
and
ass.
And you were cut.
No way. All right, guys. So I guess with that final note, just a huge shout out to our friends over at California Shooting Supplies. Tomorrow, what's going on, bro? If you guys go to his page and get piojos, if you guys go on this page and you guys buy something at checkout, use the promo code HARDTOFOLLOW15, all one word. Man, guys, they have all kinds of stuff on there. I was on there again the other day. I didn't buy anything, but I was on there. My wish list is pretty massive right now on there. They have all kinds of stuff, man. You guys go on there, browse it. He's put a lot of work into it. I mean, he's really been tuning it, you know, kind of thing. And it's very easy to manage now to kind of go through it. So you guys go on there, find something. Like I said, at checkout, use the promo code HARDTOFOLLOW15, all one word. And I think that's all I got. Just thank you for everybody who keeps listening to our show. Robert, you got anything? Since you haven't been here, you have to say something now.
Actually, while you're doing that.
Cool.
I was thinking in my head that we ought to get a video that we think nobody can guess what is. Play it, just the sound, and not talk about it. And then a listener guesses, and they guess correctly of what's going on in the video.
Sure.
We send them a hat.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Or yeah. Something.
Oh, I actually want to get, and we'll talk about this when we get off, I actually want more to get some hats made for us. But I also still have, and our friends at California Shooting Supplies tomorrow sent us a knife. I still have it that obviously we can... He said we can raffle that off, which would be really cool.
Cool.
So that would
still hasn't shown us.
I wore the hat. You
no,
saw
you
it.
No, you didn't. Yes, I didn't see did. Anything. Nah. Stop sending Bert stuff.
Hey, next time bring her a stool so she can stand up and see it. Put your headphones back on.
Oh, okay.
What are you playing? What the fuck?
Mary's like zoned out already. She's walking out.
I thought we were going to be done.
We're done. We're done. So anyway, that, Miriam, you got anything? Don't nah. Say no. Say hi. Say thank you.
Ned.
Okay, fine.
Let me finish my game.
She's all thank you to this game.
Hey, this game is pretty interesting.
Don't fucking
send
plug
me
it.
Lives.
I didn't say anything. Gosh.
Okay.
But yeah, send me free lives, guys. You guys know my email.
Can they send them on your OnlyFans too?
Yeah, they can.
Damn
it. Send it over.
Subscribe.
It's just her feeding Mimi.
Somebody will pay for that.
Oh, dude, I'm sure there are fucking streams out there.
Put some clothes on that dog.
On the dog?
Funny. Shout outs to anybody.
Shout outs to my haters. Shout outs to everybody that keeps supporting us, like always. You know, we've been getting a lot of requests for new episodes. Everybody's like, we're catching up and blah, blah, blah. Y'all need to put out more episodes. So,
well, we will when you catch up.
I appreciate that you guys like us so much that y'all want to hear more. That really means a lot. Tear.
Poker eyes.
She's very emotional right now, guys.
Emotional. Yeah, I mean, you have friends, you know, pretty close friends that listen to us. And
I was like, yes, damn, babe. Right. She has friends.
That sounded like a question. You have friends?
Yeah.
No, she does. I'm saying she has close friends that listen to us. And yes. I know they message because I know you'll be like, oh, shit, you know, Patricia just said this.
Yeah, my childhood friends listen. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
So it's really cool to have that. All right, guys, I guess with that final note, we'll say bye since ma'am fucking is playing your stupid game.
What?
Shut up. All right, guys.
Play us out.
Until next time. Bye. Bye. Wait, what?